Vicky, how are you?
I'm fine this morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me, what were your thoughts after you watched the governor's State of the State?
Well, I have to say the thing that really encouraged and excited me was the whole issue around health and looking at preventative health and the importance of really having a healthy state. And I think, the American Cancer Society is pretty much all about that. In fact, our sort of tagline is stay well, get well, find cures, and fight back. So we're very excited to hear him say that so publicly.
Well, it's kind of curious to see a Republican say something like that after Michelle Obama got roasted for talking, about that, especially when she went to the forefront in the media to talk about obesity with children and that the government should have a stronger role in the meals that are served at schools.
It is rather curious, but it's good to hear because, honestly, we have some significant health problems in this country, and all caused by some very preventable kind of things. Michigan is not ranking so well in its chronic disease and deaths from chronic disease. What makes those kind of things happen? One, obesity, poor nutrition, lack of physical activity, smoking, and just an overall not good health care. So we really I'm embracing the fact that he said it regardless of his party affiliation.
Vicky, talk about some of those chronic diseases and where Michigan ranks.
Well, we're not good. For example, in Detroit alone, just in the city of Detroit, we're like number one or number two at any point in time. And it shifts every couple of years because we do it based on various studies. But for being the fattest in the country, well, that is not a good thing. And that contributes to so many issues. We know that our smoking rates are about 21%, and smoking and use of tobacco is related to about 30% of all cancers and various other chronic diseases. So heart disease, cardiovascular, strokes, all those things sort of add up. Obesity relates to diabetes, and then other cardiovascular things because of that, kidney disease. I mean, we could just literally talk for hours on how each of those very preventable health behaviors could change how we look as a state. And a healthier, communities, healthier people are going to make a much more productive community also. So,
Vicky, what I also gathered from the governor's message in the State of the State when he was talking about health care is whether there is Obamacare or not, it is beneficial for business, for companies, for state government, for anyone who's dealing with employees to have their employees healthy and doing whatever they can do to keep health costs down.
Absolutely. When you have such significant chronic diseases, the more people are ill, obviously the more burden it is to our healthcare system. And again, just as you said, regardless of the Affordable Care Act, regardless of how we address all the coverage thing, having a healthier population is going to be cheaper health care in the end. When you have someone with a later stage disease because they didn't get screening, for example, in cancer, it's going to cost you a whole lot more to treat that disease than it did up front to prevent it. Colon cancer is a great example for us. Having screening, removing polyps before they turn into a cancer, saves millions of dollars in this country, and it's totally preventable. Not having obesity, not having type 2 diabetes. One of the alarming things is how many children are now being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You just didn't hear about that 30 years ago. I just finished looking at a 10-year difference in our overweight obesity status based on kind of BMIs and looking at what we call our behavioral risk factor survey. 10 years ago, our overweight rates were like in the 20%. Now it's a little bit less. We actually look like we were dropping in some of our overweight category, but honestly, we were just shifting it into the obese category.
We're getting fatter. Does the American Cancer Society get any funding from the state?
No, we do not. We have, over the years, worked on a variety of projects with the state that we've used for a specific project like family history, trying to increase screening behavior, that kind of thing. But no, we don't take any state dollars.
Any
operational dollars.
How was funding fundraising for 2009?
For us?
Yes.
Challenging. as we've seen in, you know, this whole economy in Michigan, we've certainly not seen much an increase. We've been flat in some of our fundraising areas and actually lost money in where we've traditionally been pretty successful.
Do you anticipate an uptick in that for 2011?
I'd like to say we hope so. yeah, I think we're in a pretty good place, and I think the economy, I think people are feeling a little more stable. You know, we're hearing things like unemployment rates going down. So we have cautious optimism is what I'll say.
Where are your offices located?
Well, we have a headquarters office for our, we actually manage two states, Michigan and Indiana. Here in Lansing is our headquarters office, but then we have about 11 other offices scattered between our two states.
Are you going to be a part of that complex at the old Marshall Street Armory?
No, okay. We actually have our local office as part of our headquarters office here in East Lansing over by Abbott Road and Abbey Road in Lake Lansing.
Okay. I find that complex interesting because you have a cluster of nonprofits there, and even though you could say that they're competing for the same dollar, they work in partnerships in many areas.
Absolutely, as we do too. We're very strong partnerships with the American Heart Association, which I wanted to add, the American Diabetes Association, the American Lung Association. And I can tell you, based on this whole health thing, we're all on the same page when it comes to really looking at what health behaviors are we hoping the governor embraces, things like healthier lunches in schools for kids, you know, maintaining the integrity of our smoking ban on for Michigan, making sure that we encourage our citizens to get more physical activity, at least 30 minutes a day. Of moderate activity, not 30 minutes that, you know, it total, but, you know, really purposeful exercise. So we're all on the same page trying to work for those same sort of things, because preventative health behavior is going to result in a healthier community, less dollars spent on medical care, and, you know, more productivity.
All right, Vicki, before we let you go, and we are talking with Vicki Rakowski, who is the COO for the American Cancer Society Great Lakes Division, what's your latest project?
Oh, gosh, we have so many going on. One is obviously encouraging more screening. We're a little dismayed at our screening rates for breast cancer. We're not making much progress. We're only seeing about 61% of women who are eligible actually getting mammograms. Pushing hard for colorectal screening. We need to increase those numbers so that we can prevent more colon cancers. Colon cancer is really a unique one, because not only could we find it early and treat it effectively, we can actually prevent it by doing better screening, which that's a unique kind of cancer. Maintaining our law in Michigan, very serious about that, you know, not letting any amendments take away or weaken that bill. And, you know, again, that whole preventative health behavior.
All right, Vicki, if people want to give to the American Cancer Society, how do they do that?
Well, we'd love if they join us either with their volunteer and or their money, and it's 1-800-ACS-2345, or they can get on our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Both of these are obviously available, www.cancer.org.
Thanks, Vicki.
Hey, thank you.